Problems with 27,000 absentee ballots in Florida. Deja vu of 2000. Well, to talk more about it, Jim VandeHei, executive editor of Politico, joins us this morning. Now, we remember the hanging chad and the insanity following the 2000 presidential race down in Florida. Is there a prospect this could actually happen again?
Any time that you have a race this close in so many different states, you undoubtedly have the chance that that can happen. You see it with the absentee ballot issue in Florida. You see it with charges of voter intimidation in different states. We come to these elections where a place like Florida, a place like Ohio, can come down to hundreds of votes or can come down to thousands of votes. And you realize that in each state you have a different process for counting them. And in many times they involve human involvement or computer involvement that can lead to flaws.
And both sides are organizing teams of lawyers in many states. I hope this is not going to be another situation where we go for months without knowing.
We hope that's the case, and I think that further inflaming passions is this belief that there's a possibility, if you look at the polls, that you could have Mitt Romney win the popular vote but lose the Electoral College and therefore lose the presidency. So I think both sides, at this point in every election, have a team of lawyers in the swing states, particularly Florida, because we have a recent precedent for troubles there. But they put them in every single state to monitor polling locations, to monitor the technology that's used by different states. And every election now, with 2000 still fresh in the minds of everyone, people are always going to assume that there's something's not on the level if their person's not performing the way they want them to perform in a certain state.
I always find it fascinating when I read accounts of international agencies coming in to monitor the vote to make sure that it's legit in the United States. Almost seems like a bad joke, but, you know, after 2000, we understand why.
Right, and I think folks on the right have gotten fired up about stories that happens. The truth is it happens in most elections, to rather innocuous process. It's not the end-all, be-all, and not the police monitoring system for elections. That tends to be done at the state level and also is amplified, as you mentioned earlier, by the involvement of legal teams on both sides, so for the Democrats and Republicans in all of the swing states.
We've even had problems here in Montgomery and Prince George's County. Some ballots, absentee ballots, were missing pages with the questions.
Yeah, and again, that's when you involve human involvement in this process, particularly with absentee ballots. This often happens with military ballots. It requires using the postal system or using computers and then having people process these. And mistakes happen. And certainly malfeasance happens, but I think more often than not, it's authentic mistakes, but they can have such an appreciable effect on the outcome,
right?
Again, because these states can come down to narrow margins. If you look at the polls in about the 8 or 9 states that are truly swing states still in this election, they're literally 50-50. So it could come down to 1,000 votes here, 1,000 votes there, and it will make a difference in this election.
So close in Virginia, as it appears this race is between the president and Governor Romney. Bill Clinton's going to be returning to Prince William County Monday with President Obama as they continue to, you know, battle it out in Virginia.
Virginia remains one of those 9 states where it's 50-50 in the polls. Both sides think they have an advantage. So for the final week and a half, you have to pinpoint your resources, both the money you have to direct to advertising, but then also your big guns. And for Barack Obama, Bill Clinton is a huge draw. Mitt Romney doesn't have the same on the other side. He can't call on George W. Bush or Dick Cheney. There's no big luminary in the party that he can call on that can give him the results that Bill Clinton does. So Bill Clinton draws a big crowd, can help boost turnout. You're going to see a lot of people in Virginia, a lot of people in Wisconsin, my home state of Wisconsin. Suddenly you see a big surge in advertising in that state because people see it narrowing, and Mitt Romney probably needs to win Wisconsin to win the presidency because Ohio is very, very difficult for Republicans.
Keeping it interesting. We're in the home stretch now. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
it. Take care.
It.
Have a good day.
Jim VandeHei from Politico.